WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
Advertising's latest variation on the new woman is to show her as a relentlessly regular, unpretentious mensch. These women work but have been neutered of feminism, and they're less likely to appear in the kitchen or office cubicle than in the cracks between home and career. They're hanging out in staff lounges, complaining in coffee shops, those in-between places where life's real decisions are arrived at through likable banter that just happens to mention brand-name products. These females are not shoulder-padded, dress-for-success women or sexy, silly girls. They are gals. Now, the principle of gal things, like mending hems with scotch tape or wiping your kids off at a restaurant with a napkin dipped in ice water, is improvisational wisdom. It's the zany misuse of commonplace objects for an ultimately practical goal. Like Carol Lombard, gals jiggle with humanity, but they're a little off the wall. Take the three stewardesses in a shredded weed commercial who are grounded during a snowstorm in a staff lounge. Garrity, a boxy brunette, is doing a very gal thing, heating shredded wheat in the microwave. The cynic of this serial trio taunts Garrity.
Garrity, that's shredded wheat, not a TV dinner.
Well, that's how we do it in Nome.
Nome? I didn't know you were from Alaska.
Not Nome, Alaska. Nome, Texas.
I never saw anyone eat shredded wheat hot before.
Oh, sure. My mom used to pour hot milk on it.
Try Navisco shredded wheat in your microwave. In just a minute or two, you can have a delicious hot breakfast with no added sugar or salt.
If they microwave it in Texas, what do they do in California?
They tan it. Navisco.
As winter settles in, the ad reminds us that the cereal has what Nabisco calls a heritage of being eaten hot, and it gives us permission to do the slightly unappealing thing again, with a microwave no less. It's got gal imprimatur. Gals, by definition, are always balancing between being clunky and being charming. They are less secure than assertive yuppie females. In an Apple Macintosh spot, three secretaries have just sat down in a coffee shop. One of them sports a TV sign of the working class. Dark roots under dyed hair. She announces she can't stay to eat lunch. She has to find a new job right now.
This is taking too long. I've got to go.
Well, we just got here. What's the matter?
I've got some calls to make. I'm going to look for another job.
What?
Why? Our group's getting computers.
So?
So I haven't figured out the new typewriters yet, and they're talking computers? I don't know.
Well, look at it this way. I mean, here's your chance to do a lot more than just typing.
Yeah, but what if I can't
fix? These computers are easy to use.
I've heard that before.
Really? Bob Dion learned how to use one.
In accounting? The guy who still needs help with the copy machine?
Yeah, that's the one.
Really? Well, maybe I will have a little something.
These working-class gals are giving the world its comeuppance only at the expense of much stupider guys. Advertising flatters gals that, insecure and kooky though they may be, they really run the world. Ads may even get secretaries clamoring for this computer or that computer, but it's still the boss man who has the upper hand on the bottom line.